101.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Here in Washington and in cities all across the country today, there will be more demonstrations against the president's immigration policies.
Immigrant organizations have been at the forefront of protests against President Trump's travel ban executive order and his plans for mass deportations of those who are here illegally. Today, many will take part in a nationwide protest called the Day Without Immigrants. From California to New York and in cities large and small, immigrants are planning a boycott. Some are not going to work, others are not going to school. Together, they want to show the contributions immigrants of all backgrounds make to the U.S. on a daily basis. It remains to be seen if the protest is finding its way into the offices of large companies. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Andrew Puzder heads back to his job as CEO of CKE Restaurants Incorporated after withdrawing his name from consideration to be Labor Secretary. Puzder started losing GOP support after acknowledging that he had at one time employed a housekeeper who wasn't authorized to work in the U.S. A former Trump associate and campaign official is blaming the bumpy start of the Trump presidency on mixed loyalties inside the White House. Roger Stone wouldn't name names in an appearance on NBC's Today Show this morning, but did discuss what he called a division between those who are loyal to the president and those who are loyal to the Republican National Committee. A fire caused by improperly discarded smoking materials has forced a number of families out of their apartments at a complex in Rockville. Nobody was hurt, but damage is estimated at $400,000 at the Gables on Tuckerman apartment complex. All labs in Maryland that use cats or dogs for research would be required to adopt them out at the end of the experiments if a bill now before the Maryland Senate passes.
The ASPCA stands behind the bill because if it passes, Chloe Waterman says,
dogs and cats who spend their lives in research will have the chance to be adopted into a loving home and live out the rest of their lives as normal pets.
Veterinarian Dr. Eric Hutchinson with Johns Hopkins University says they already adopt out most of their research animals, but he says this bill's extensive reporting requirements would create a regulatory burden for them.
At a time when the National Academies of Science and the federal government have both identified regulatory burden as a hindrance to research.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia House Republicans have rejected an effort by Governor Terry McAuliffe to raise the felony theft threshold from $200 to $500. A House panel killed that legislation, which the governor had made one of his top legislative priorities. But Republican delegate Rob Bell says the measure was misguided. And he says criminals don't need a cost of living adjustment. The Washington Redskins are coming home, as it were. Team President Bruce Allen made the big announcement on WMAL's Larry O'Connor Show yesterday.
We're so proud to announce a relationship with WML, and we're going to broadcast our games. You're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins.
Holy Moses.
And our fans our fans from Annapolis to Frederick to Fredericksburg, who have been asking for greater ability to listen to our games, are going to be able to hear it. And we're actually coming home.
The Redskins were, of course, heard on WMAL for decades. Now you'll once again hear the Skins games here on WMAL starting next fall. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,612, the NASDAQ at 5819. Sports, the Maryland women win again, their 14th straight. The Maryland men also win. Virginia loses, so do GW, American, and Navy. NBA, the Wizards are in Indiana tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, weekdays 3 to 6, the Larry O'Connor Show. Larry, live and local.
We talk about everything. There are no rules, so bring it.
The Larry O'Connor Show. Now, weekdays 3 to 6 on WMAL.
Everyone wants to improve the healthcare system. At United Health Group, we're focused on how we can help. By enabling employers to use data to help their employees get healthier. By equipping doctors and nurses with innovative technology and insights that help them prevent and treat illness. By ensuring seniors have choice and stability in their healthcare benefits. By partnering with governments that want to offer high-quality, affordable care that can meet the unique needs of their residents. And by providing individuals with practical information to simplify their healthcare experience and help them make well-informed choices. United Health Group employees have a passion to help people live healthier lives and make the system work better for everyone. To all those who want to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Elevate your afternoon at Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. today with a rich, full-bodied flavor of any medium latte or macchiato for $1.99. Let Dunkin' Donuts give you the afternoon boost you need. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, 270 commuters as you leave the Frederick area. In great shape through Urbana. It's once you approach and pass 109 Hyattstown area. A little bit of the volume. And then briefly as you work in toward Rockville. So a little bit better overall than normal on 270. Dickerson, Maryland, though, not doing so well. If you normally travel 28 Dickerson Road, this is what's happening. Had a vehicle overturn right near the cross where mouth of Monocacy Road is. It puts it north of the Dickerson Rec Center, and everybody is jammed, 28 and mouth of Monocacy Road. So if you can avoid or plan for the extra time, that would be in your best interest. Let's get you across the American Legion Bridge. A little bit of volume now each direction to the Wilson Bridge, starting to clear out. Your delays beginning back near 210, and on 210 northbound still a little bit of volume past Palmer Road and up toward the Beltway. They were working on the signal lights at 210 north of Swan Creek Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwest flow now brings in some colder temperatures to cooler temperatures since we're down a little bit. Today, 42 as we take it down a few on a gusty west-northwesterly breeze. A little colder tonight, clear 29 outside the Beltway, colder. Sunshine on Friday and back up near 50. Could approach 70 by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Dumfries, 32 in Bethesda, 33 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Repealing Obamacare? The GOP finds it's easier said than done. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'm all choked
up. Spit it out. Come on.
Yeah, it's 8:07. It's time for us to talk to Matt Schlapp. I want to mention, though, first that Jake Tapper from CNN will be joining us in about 30 minutes. Joining us now on the line, Brian Wilson, Vince Colonnade's announced Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, the ACLU Foundation, who puts on the big CPAC conference over at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center over in National Harbor. It is next week, February 22nd through the 25th, and we're going to be there broadcasting live. Good morning to you, Matt. How are you?
Brian, great to be with you again.
All right. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure. First of all, this is the preeminent gathering of conservatives in the world, really. And it happens right here on the doorstep of the nation's capital. Who do you have lined up to visit with us and will be attending this year?
Boy, it's a real who's who. This year, most, I think, of the biggest names that I think we'll eventually have, we haven't really announced yet, because I think we'll have a very good showing from the Trump administration. We have announced that Mike Pence is going to be coming, and we're really excited about
that.
Wow,
there you go. Yeah.
And I think we'll soon be announcing several cabinet secretaries who will be there, maybe some other people. So stay tuned over the next couple days. And, of course, we're going to have the congressional leaders that we all love. People like Ted Cruz will grace the stage. And I think this year CPAC, Brian, will be a little bit different in the sense that we won't be talking about what we would like to do if we get the chance, but we'll be talking about what we got to do now that the American people have given conservatives power in Washington.
Yeah, listen, this is going to be an exciting time for conservatives to gather, given all that's going on in the world right now.
I want to, you know, Matt, Vince Colonnade's here. I want to ask you about the elephant that may or may not be in the room, though. You have extended invitations, I'm sure, to the President of the United States. Is that right?
Absolutely. We want him there. I've talked to him about it. I'm hopeful he'll be there.
Okay, you've talked to him personally about this.
Yes, he loves CPAC. I think, you know, he's been there 5 years or so. He's, you know, always been treated really great by the crowd. And look, I think he knows, he understands, and the team around him understands that this is a very important moment for conservatives. You know, Donald Trump has given voice to a lot of the concerns of conservatives across the country. He's picked this most conservative cabinet in 50 years by ACU, which puts on CPAC, did an analysis of his cabinet, and it's even more conservative than Ronald Reagan. So we've got a real chance to impact the country and get us back on track.
I remember a couple of years ago, I don't know if this was the first time Donald Trump had gone to CPAC, but we were supposed to interview him, meaning some reporters, and we were waiting for him near a back door, assuming that we had our appointed scheduled interview time would be met by him arriving at CPAC. And instead of coming in the back door, he chose to go in the front door.
That's right.
Because he wanted to see the crowd. Yeah. And boy, that interview never happened, by the way.
well, Vince, let me tell you the one thing that is refreshing about Donald Trump, and I think voters saw this. You know, when I have reached out to invite him to CPAC, he has always responded immediately. Matter of fact, the two presidential candidates who responded the most quickly were always Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. It doesn't surprise me that they're the guys who are at the top at the end of the process, because they understand that, you know, it's a little frustrating for people when presidential candidates and campaigns become so Byzantine to deal with. And the fact that Donald Trump was willing to walk in the front door tells you that he realized all along it was going to come down to regular, ordinary folks.
Matt, you know, one of the things that CPAC has been known for is a conversation about conservative principles and what they are. But in a lot of ways, Donald Trump has seized control of that conversation and changed it, and in some ways slightly, in some ways dramatically, whether it comes to things like free trade, certainly. And what I think, in what ways do you think the president has changed the conversation, and what differences might we hear at CPAC in terms of what the focus is from year to year?
We are so used to the annual fights that tinker with policy as it is, and the Republicans trying to move it back to the right and liberals trying to move it over to the left. Donald Trump has taken the 2x4 and shattered that whole approach to politics. He is actually talking about things in a completely new way. So if you take issues like trade, Vince, I completely agree. We all know we're free trade. We all know we believe in free markets. We all know that regulations are bad, but we look at the effect of these big global trade agreements where we surrender America's sovereignty and, in some ways, our constitutional framework to these global institutions, and we realize that they're not so much free trade agreements because they're not really getting rid of barriers as much as they are negotiated contracts about how a commodity or an entity in a sector will be handled. And I think that process, we have just given away American jobs left and right for security reasons. And I think what Donald Trump is saying, we can no longer, for security reasons, shed economic growth in America. It's not acceptable anymore.
I the one thing I love about CPAC is literally you walk through the crowd and you never know who you're going to bump into. I mean, you really do meet, you know, the intelligentsia of the conservative movement just walking along, and you can have these wonderful encounters and these wonderful conversations. I would be remiss if I didn't take your expertise, because I see you all the time on Fox News. I see you out there talking about the news of the day, and this week has been dominated by the events surrounding Michael Flynn and his departure. Your thought on that?
Well, General Flynn was a good friend of CPAC. He's appeared at CPAC. He's someone I consider to be a friend. He's someone who I think is a very kind of, I hope your listeners would understand, just a very good and decent person. And I'm really sad about it. You know, politics is a rough sport. And, maybe he, it sure looks like he made some mistakes here. And it sure looks like he wasn't necessarily someone who was ready for all the high-level stakes of working in the White House. And I'm sad about that, because I think he's a patriot, and I think he served this country well. But I also think Donald Trump knew that the right thing was to accept his resignation or to make a change.
Where are the leaks coming from in your mind, Matt?
Well, I think we got several sets of problems. I think there is something going on within the intelligence community, and I do think at the tail end of the Obama administration, they were up to no good. So I think that is the first thing. But I think the second thing is there are a lot of leaks coming from the Trump team itself. I don't know where they're coming from, but I'm tired of reading characterizations of the president's conversations with world leaders and the fact that he might have been short-tempered with people. I think they're undermining the president. And I think that team has to pull together and start working as a team and realize their political opponent is the left and the Democrats, and our opponents around the globe should not be bolstered by the fact that, you know, there's some games playing inside the Trump team. So I think there's something to be said for that, too. I want that to stop.
All right. Listen, it is always a great time. I hope you'll drop by our table. As I said, WMA will be broadcasting there Thursday and Friday, as we always do. Please drop by and say hello. And tell your lovely wife, Mercedes, that she's also welcome to drop by and say hi.
We might come as a team there.
A 1-2 punch early in the morning, that would be awesome. We would love to have that.
Can't do it on the radio during the day because it would be my wife and I and five screaming children, which is not good radio.
Right. No. But we would love to have you drop by. Matt Schlapp from CPAC, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
It's now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on 395, really starting to clear out through Landmark. It's the delay that remains, though, as you come out of the Shirlington area to the 14th Street Bridge. But the crash, it was minor near Boundary Channel, now even gone from the shoulder. So a little bit better news through that area. 66, we're still bunched up as you head through Manassas into Centerville, Fair Oaks, through Falls Church each direction, and over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Seeing a little bit of improvement as well on 28 in Dickerson, Maryland. 28 Dickerson Road at the mouth of the Monocacy Road. That's where we had the crash involving the overturned car. That puts it north of the Dickerson Rec Center. Still expected to cost you a little bit of extra time where we normally don't have delays. And around the Beltway topside from New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue, slow interloop into Bethesda and Wilson Bridge, delays are starting to clear near 210. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for sun and clouds mixed today, 42. Tonight, 29 degrees in clear skies. And that means tomorrow, when you wake up, you'll see a lot of sunshine. And ultimately, the high will be around 50. Then listen to this. This is February, folks. On Saturday, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Sunday, partly cloudy, upper 60s. Monday, sunny, highs in the mid-60s.
Well, that's just a global warm hug.
I don't know what's going on here, but I like it. Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees. It is now 8:17 on WMAL.
Having problems with limescale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
What is it good for? Nothing. Say it again. Hey, listen. There is war has broken out in Centerville. Did you know this? And it's one of those, it's the ugliest of all wars that you can have. It's the war that has broken out in the midst of a homeowners association.
Homeowners associations are so rich for interesting drama.
Yes, I've actually served as a member of a homeowners association. And it is, everybody should do it once. And then never do it again. You'll learn to never do it again. Oh, you get people get out measuring the next guy's fence, you know, and making sure that, you know, somebody planted petunias. And, you know, we don't allow petunias in our particular...
Your trash can better not even have a wheel on my property line.
That's right. I mean, it's crazy stuff. Well, and in Northern Virginia community, in Centerville, has found itself in the middle of a thing. It's been covered in some of the stuff. It's the Newgate Homeowners Association and their board of directors. They get together and they have their meeting, and somebody, I guess, you know, as these things usually go, these dog waste receptacles are ugly and they smell bad and I want them removed. And there was a vote, and the homeowners association said, yeah, the dog waste receptacles have got to go. Except nobody asked the dog owners, apparently, or gave them a proper notice of this. And the dog owners are going out to walk their dogs, and they come back with their little doggy bag, and they realize, what happened to our waste receptacle? It is gone. And they are very angry about this. They are very, very, very upset about this. And so they have started their own type of protest. It's gotten so bad that I'm not making this up. At one point, one of the dog owners was so angry at what the Homeowners Association board had done that little doggy bags full of little doggy doo were left in the cars of the board members.
Yeah, so, oh my goodness. So they just dropped them off. And doesn't it say something, by the way, that dog owners are not among the members of a Homeowners Association board?
Yeah, man.
It must say something about sociologically that dog owners and Homeowners Association board members can never be the same person.
Listen, the board people, the HOA board people, let's be honest, they're cat people. We know that.
They've got to be cat people.
They've got to be cat people. Okay. So this is going on, and then it gets even worse. Somebody got so worked up that they decided that I'm going to show those guys, I'm going to send them a little bag of doggy doo through the United States Postal Service. We're going to mail it to their home.
They sent it poorarity mail.
Which is something you shouldn't do.
No, not at all.
You shouldn't do that at all.
No, and you should poo-poo that idea.
Poo-poo that doo-doo idea. That's right. Now, listen, when you can't do this. Apparently, the United States Postal Inspection Service does not take kindly to you shipping that kind of material through the United States mail.
Right.
And they have begun an investigation into this matter.
Well, at least they're cleaning up some government waste. It's there in the Postal Service. They're this stinks. I'm not going to send this out there.
So, I mean, this is what happens in the Homeowners Association. And the doggy owners apparently are very, very upset. Now, WUSA Channel 9 has covered this story extensively. they have sent their cameras out there to get the real story.
Yeah.
And they say the president of the Newgate HOA board has been contacted, but they have not responded to the matter. And they are planning another meeting later in the month of February, where I guess they will have to decide whether or not to bring the doggy receptacles back.
Right. They don't want to drop this issue. They need to pick it up. And doggone it, they're going to fix it.
You're killing me. So, you know, this is the... But, I mean, have you ever been one of these homeowner association battles?
I've witnessed a lot of them, and it takes everything within my being not to try and troll people. And, like, because a lot of them happen on Facebook now. So people get into these Facebook groups,
yeah,
and then they'll have this debate with one another.
Right.
Like, they're complaining about something that's going on, and you oftentimes look at them and you're like, what are you complaining about? Why is this your chief complaint today?
Yeah, I remember, I had a house up. I lived in Columbia, Maryland one time. I built a house out there, and I decided I was going to put in a fence. And you would have thought that I said I was going, build the wall down on the border. I mean, it became this big deal, but I had the right to build the fence, and nobody wanted me to build the fence, but I had a dog, and I wanted the dog to stay inside the fence, right? And so I do that, and all of a sudden I look out one day, and there's a person on my side yard measuring my new fence. And I went, I said, what's this all about? What are you doing? He goes, I was making sure your fence meets code. If it was an inch too tall,
yeah,
I was going to demand that it be torn down.
Yeah, interesting. I was just cleaning my rifle inside, too. So,
822 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Reston or Thursday in Annapolis. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze and brings the showroom to you. They move your furniture, pick up and haul away old floors, install new floors, clean up and leave. Save big through the end of the month with 50 Floor's free installation sale and 12 months same as cash financing. Go to 50floor.com and mention promo code radio to get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest will be charged on 12 months same as cash promotion if account is not paid in full within promotional period. Free installation sale includes installation on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl only. Does not include any other labor or miscellaneous charges that may occur. See website for licensure information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems, and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full-mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth. All in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day. Saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, around the Beltway, we have been doing so well. Not so bad passing a Little River Turnpike through Annandale, but up ahead, as you head past the toll roads, the Legion Bridge, we had the crash along the way right near the Georgetown Pike. Outer loop slows coming off of the 270 spur. In through Great Falls, a bit of volume on the Georgetown Pike as you head inbound and to get you up toward the intersection with Walker Road, but nothing reported along the way, but extra slow. Doing a little bit better in Dickerson, Maryland, now that the crash is cleared. It had been jammed. You can now use 28 Dickerson Road at the mouth of the Monocacy Road. That's where we had the overturned vehicle now towed out of there. On the Beltway and through Bethesda, inner loop, you're slowing. Outer loop through Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge, your backups have cleared. In through New Carrollton, have a little bit of volume. Had an earlier crash, outer loop near 202 gone. Update is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Noticeably cooler today after we pushed it up into the 50s yesterday. A cloud sun mix today and only about 42 with a gusty west-northwesterly breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 35 degrees. It's 8:27 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Vince Colonnaise was here with me yesterday, and it was about this time yesterday we were having a conversation about how, you know, when you look at the ratings and you the surveys and the poll numbers, you find that Donald Trump's not doing too badly.
Yeah, right track, wrong track. 47% is a record for right track, wrong track of late, and President Obama never had those high of numbers, so
right.
Donald Trump has them.
So, you know, we were talking about, you know, here in Washington, it seems that people have one opinion, and you hear the mainstream media and the echo chamber here, you would never know that. And I said, you know, and I said this about this time yesterday, I said, you know what I would do if I were them, Vince? I said, I would get on the road. I would take a trip on the road. I'd go out and show the mainstream media that there's still a lot of support for Donald Trump in other parts of the country.
And then I muttered something like, yeah, sure, Brian, I'm sure that's a great idea.
Well, President Trump is going to do just that this weekend. He's going to do a big event at the Orlando Melbourne International Airport. They've done campaign rallies there in the past. The last one was in September. They got a huge turnout. And apparently this is being run by the campaign. And somebody said, what campaign?
What does that mean? Yeah.
Well, apparently the campaign apparatus is still intact, and they are running this event on Sunday in Orlando.
Well, so if there's one guarantee, it's that President Trump will be telling the press, hey, point the cameras at the crowd.
And that's right, Shen. He will do that. And of course, you know, he should continue to listen to WMAL so he can hear good advice from us. It is now 8:28 on WMAL.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll talk to Jake Tapper from CNN. And hey, have you heard the big news? The Redskins are coming back to WMAL. We'll give you all the details coming up in the next half hour. 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Immigrants want to send a message today about the contributions they make on a daily basis.
Across the country today, immigrant advocacy groups are asking people to take part in a protest they're calling A Day Without Immigrants. They want immigrants to stay home from work and school so that Americans can see the contributions immigrants make to society here every day. It's not yet clear how widespread this protest will be.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. The Trump administration has taken its first steps to overhaul Obamacare. It's issued a proposed rule aimed mainly at quelling insurers' concerns and stabilizing the marketplace. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says people will not get kicked off their insurance plans.
We say in a responsible way, if you've had insurance, you can't get kicked off. But you can't wait and say, I've never had insurance, and then something bad happens to your family, and oh, now you have to insure me? That's not going to work either. That drives up the cost for all families.
But it's also likely to raise deductibles and out-of-pocket costs for many consumers. Democrat Tom Perriello, who's running for governor of Virginia, has apologized for comparing Donald Trump's election victory to the September 11th attacks. Perriello made the remark last Friday at a campaign event.
The election of Donald Trump was a little bit like, you know, a political and constitutional September 11th for us.
Despite Perriello's apology, the remark has drawn condemnation from Republicans and from Perriello's Democratic primary opponent, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris says he'll try a different tactic to try to undo D.C.'s new death with dignity law. Harris wants to use the federal appropriations process to block it. Congressional Republicans admit that Congress is unlikely to act in time to actually overturn the assisted suicide law. And more than a half million workers in D.C. will now be eligible for up to 8 weeks of paid family leave under a new law that Mayor Muriel Bowser has allowed to take effect without her signature. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,612, the NASDAQ at 5819. Sports, a good night for Maryland basketball. Victories for both the men and the second-ranked women. Virginia loses to Duke, also losses for America, Navy, and GW. NBA, the Wizards take on Indiana tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You don't see it coming until it's too late. Seven on Your Side investigates area accidents caused by flying road debris.
I'm lucky to be alive.
Before you blink behind the wheel, protect yourself from deadly debris. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
The new president killed. His VP in jail. The next in line.
Me.
Could things get any crazier?
I can't help you, Cyrus.
It wasn't me. Well, trust your gut.
New scandal tonight on ABC.
Who will win the next giant jackpot? Only those playing at Live Casino.
Come play the biggest four-wide progressive jackpot around. Each mystery progressive jackpot starts at $50,000 and is guaranteed to hit by $100,000. Anyone playing an eligible slot machine with their Giant Jackpots card or Live Rewards card can be the next big winner. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-522-4700.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Each direction heading toward the American Legion Bridge, very slow. Now, as you leave the Tysons area, the inner loop slowing toward the bridge, American Legion Bridge, the crash was past the Georgetown Pike. It was in the left lane. And then coming off of the 270 spur, had the volume heading into Virginia, but now it's focused on the crash as you pass River Road, outer loop side. Maryland 95, where we had been so quiet all morning, now crash southbound on 95 prior to the Beltway. Your delay is beginning just after the ICC. Out of White Oak, watch for the volume 29 to get you down toward the Trader Joe's and Four Corners area. To the Wilson Bridge, I think you'll like this. If you're heading that direction either way, no delay to and across the Wilson Bridge. 395 heavy out of Shirlington, across the 14th Street Bridge. Freeway slows each direction toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're down, but we just cannot sustain the cold this winter. Temperatures quickly coming back tomorrow, and wait until you hear the weekend numbers. Today, 42, a gusty northwesterly breeze with clouds and sunshine. Tonight, 29, suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow, 50, and we could get near 70 over the weekend.
I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 31 in Manassas, 32 in Hyattsville, 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Michael Vince Colonnais in the house today.
He's a wonderful man. I think he's been treated very, very unfairly by the media. As I call it, the fake media in many cases. And I think it's really a sad thing that he was treated so badly.
That's Donald Trump yesterday at the press conference with Prime Minister Netanyahu talking about the departure of Michael Flynn as the National Security Advisor. As I said, Brian Wilson, Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller in, and joining us on the line right now, Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union on CNN. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. So the president has made the case that he believes that, you know, that the long knives were out and the leaks have been very damaging. And I think, you know, I think you could argue that he has a pretty good point there. I see stories here on the Wall Street Journal about the Intelligence Committee is withholding information from the president. There's a very interesting article that we've talked about earlier here on the show from the Daily Caller, Vince's organization, about how it appeared that the lot of these leaks that took Flynn down came from intelligence agencies at the highest levels. Does he have a point at all?
Sure. I mean, there are absolutely, it's not particularly new, as I think President Trump acknowledged, that intelligence agencies leak things, although as President Trump also seemed to say, it seems to be at a new level. But yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, what's being leaked and why it's being leaked is without question, a legitimate story. I think that a bigger story is what they're leaking about, and the fact that Vice President Pence feels that he was lied to by the National Security Advisor about the content of his phone call with the Russian ambassador, and that also as a side story, that Vice President Pence didn't even find out that he had been lied to until he read, I believe it was the Washington Post that evening, when they broke the story about how Flynn had in fact discussed sanctions with the Russian ambassador despite his denial. Those to me are bigger stories because they have to do with the actual story and not the methods of acquiring the story. But I think it's telling. Look, Sean Spicer went out 2 days ago and said why President Trump fired Mike Flynn, the fact that he just didn't have any trust in him.
I don't think many people see that as, understand that you can't tell your vice president one thing and have him go out and defend you when it's not true. And I think you're right. A legitimate question about why it was that the Trump administration knew about this matter for 15 days before the vice president was brought into loop, I think that's a great question. I'd like to have the answer to that as well. But it does appear that there is sort of an attack mode against this administration from the highest levels of the intelligence community as well. Is that an overstatement of it?
I was part of the team that broke the story early on about the fact that the intelligence chiefs had briefed President Trump on the existence of these these memos, the so-called dossier by the former British intelligence agent about Russians claiming that they had compromising information on him. So I know who my sources were. And all I can tell you about that is, without identifying the sources, these were people who were legitimately horrified by the fact that, in their view, there were these claims from a credible former intelligence agent that there was possibly compromising information that the Russians had, or at least the Russians were claiming that they had this information. And they were shocked. They weren't Obama supporters or Clinton supporters or Democrats or whatever. The people I spoke to were legitimately worried about the country, and that's why they came forward. At least that's what it seemed to me. I can't get inside their brains. But, you know, people have different motivations. I don't know who the sources are for all these different stories. I think absolutely it's a story. I think it's unusual to focus entirely on the leaks and not the substance of the leaks. I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about some of the congressional inquiries, people talking about now how they're going to hold hearings on the leaks and not have hearings on what's true in terms of the relationship between members of the Trump team, whether campaign or White House, and the Kremlin. I think at the very least, they're both important. And personally, I think that the substance and not the method is more important.
You know, Jake, concurrent to this discussion about General Flynn and his resignation / firing this week has been drama within the White House itself. You have Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon, who've been going out in public as recently as yesterday, going and speaking to the Hill jointly to convince the public that they have a great and rosy relationship, that there are no problems there. What are you hearing? Is there more drama in the White House than they're letting on?
I think there is, without necessarily getting into between those two individuals, but I think there are a lot of different power centers in the White House, and they are vying for control and power. Bannon is one power center. Priebus is another power center. That's not to say that they don't get along or they're not trying to get along, but there are also lots of different other power centers. There's Kellyanne Conway. There is obviously Pence World, and then other individuals and their affiliations, and there is tension. This to me is part and parcel with what we have learned about Donald Trump. This is how he ran his businesses, pitting individuals against each other. Not to make light of it, but it's the plot of The Apprentice. I mean, it is how The Apprentice worked, the TV show, and I think it is a management style that President Trump has found works for him. He likes having lots of different individuals with lots of different ideas, and they're competing with each other. Jared Kushner and Ivanka, that's another one. So I think it's interesting. I mean, one of the reasons, and Steve Bannon knows this, one of the reasons why people think there is such tension is because Bannon's own former media empire, Breitbart, is out there hammering Reince Priebus And Bannon has been on the record saying that he was very upset by a story by Breitbart attacking Priebus. But that's certainly, when one of the players has basically a house organ, Breitbart, at his disposal, and that house organ is attacking a so-called perceived rival within the White House, Ryan Priebus, the chief of staff, that certainly helps the speculation along that Priebus and Bannon have an in for each other.
Well, I think you'll agree. I think that there's probably not been a more interesting time in recent years in Washington, D.C. right now.
Very curse, right?
Yeah, they're very, very quickly who you got going on this weekend and the weekend shows.
You will not be surprised to find out that we are still in the process of booking as this,
this
happens. But thanks for asking.
All right, Jake. Thank you very much. It's 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple areas we have a late rush hour suddenly. Maryland, I-95. This is you. If you're coming south of the ICC, you're in stop and go down to the merge of the Beltway. That's where we have the crash. So do watch for police at the scene. Also, is talking about the delays persisting on 29 coming out of White Oak. It looks like that's due to the crash. As you head into Four Corners, so past the Trader Joe's, past Lorraine Avenue, accident activity. Also, the Beltway slows in Bethesda to get toward River Road and off of the 270 spur. Had a crash near River Road, but I'm looking in the cameras. I don't see anything left here. But again, the volume as you come off of the spur toward River Road. Interloop slows toward the Legion Bridge. Had the crash at the Georgetown Pike. Should be to the left shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, the forecast calls for... I understand there's some snowflakes outside right now in some areas. Sun and clouds mixed, high of 42. No accumulation expected. Tonight, clear skies, 29 degrees. Tomorrow, plentiful sunshine, 50. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, temperatures in the upper to mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 38 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from designers and save money on one-of-a-kind dazzling jewelry. You'll never want to buy jewelry anywhere else.
From the 70s to the 90s, this was our flagship station. I also found out back in the 40s or the 50s, so this is over six decades worth of football given to the Washington community through WML, and we hope to recapture some of the glory.
That was Redskins president Bruce Allen on our station yesterday in the very obviously named Larry O'Connor Show, making the announcement. This is big news for WMAL. The Redskins are coming back to WMAL starting this next season. That's right. You'll be able to hear all the Redskins games right here on WMAL. Not only that, you'll be able to do the pregame show and the postgame show. We are going to become part of the Washington Redskins network, and we couldn't be happier. I mean, one of the things that we're going to be doing is joining the other stations in the market that cover this, but what the problem was is that there were some people who couldn't hear those radio stations, and so we have this really powerful transmitter both on AM 630 and 105.9 FM, and so we're going to be broadcasting to a much larger area, so it'll be easier for some folks to hear the game than it was before.
And it's not just a good signal, it's actually a great signal. If you got the HD signal coming through, you're going to get the best version of this that you're going to hear anywhere in the area.
And so Bruce Allen was on the Larry O'Connor Show yesterday when he made the official announcement. 19.
Oh, here it comes.
Here it comes.
We're so proud to announce a relationship with WML, and we're going to broadcast our games. You're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins.
Holy Moses.
And our fans from...
Larry O'Connor. Surprised by this announcement.
Our fans from Annapolis to Frederick to Fredericksburg, who have been asking for greater ability to listen to our games, are going to be able to hear it, and we're actually coming home.
Yep. It really is amazing that we have had a long history. This is what you call in the business a legacy radio station. It's been here for a long, long, long time. And for many of those years, the Redskins were heard on WMAL. The many of the Super Bowl championships, you heard those games right here on WMAL. So we are very, very happy to have this association with the Washington Redskins going forward, starting this coming football season. The Redskins back... And you know, I sort of heard about this a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And I was sworn to secrecy.
You have privileged access.
I had
here.
Privileged access. And unlike, you know, many people in Washington, I can keep a secret. And I didn't tell anybody. But when I came in this morning, Redskin paraphernalia everywhere. We got signs on the wall. We got banners in the studio. We're officially a Redskin station. I couldn't be happier.
I was with Brian yesterday, and I can attest, he can keep a secret. He didn't say a word. And then when I walked in this morning, and I saw every giant Redskin
thing,
fat head helmet, just like all over the walls, I looked at them and I said, holy Moses.
That you said it just like Larry O'Connor, who apparently was surprised that Ruth Allen was in his station.
That's, see, they don't tell Larry things, apparently, that they tell you.
He's like, Bruce Allen, why are you here? Holy Moses, you're kidding.
Holy Moses. By Jiminy, we have the Redskins.
That's right.
They're getting the band back together.
So listen, really exciting times, and we're so pleased to have the Redskins here, and thanks to Bruce Allen for dropping by yesterday to help us make the announcement. It's 8:50 now on WMAL.
I know our fans across this region are really going to appreciate this, and we're excited to do it for our fans.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Some like it hot, but there is such a thing as too hot. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. We all know that fried foods aren't good for us, but you probably think that's because of the extra oil we're consuming. Turns out, however, that is only part of the problem. You also have to pay attention to the temperature the oil gets to while cooking. When food is heated up to a high temperature, new compounds are created, and some of them are known to be harmful to our health. Could explain why certain ethnic cuisine, common in South Asia, for example, leads to people having a higher risk of heart disease as compared to the general population. So who fares best? Well, the Chinese, with boiled, lightly fried, and stir-fried, as opposed to deep-fried foods. So it's not just what you eat, but also how you prepare it. In general, it is a good idea to turn down the heat. Don't boil your oils. Avoid fried food when you can, of course. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Heavy, heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to...
Please remove all laptops and...
Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
We're friends with that.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime. And most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Richard Karn here with Christine Pallera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? A wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home in your lighting with your decor.
And the day of installation, wow, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floor's free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest will be charged on 12 months same as cash promotion of account. It's not paid in full within promotional period. Free installation sale includes installation on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl only. Does not include any other labor or miscellaneous charges that may occur. See website for licensure information.
It is now 8:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline Virginia Beltway. Boy, a lot happening here with this crash. Interloop near Braddock Road. In fact, I'm still watching police come up on that left shoulder. So everyone keep alert. Interloop near Braddock Road. Two fire trucks there across the roadway squeezing by right now slowly to the right. I see a couple cars trying to get to the shoulder. Don't use the shoulder to get past this crash. All right, that slows us, giving us a late rush hour that we didn't have, leaving I-95 and around to Braddock Road. Beyond, have a little bit of volume still toward the Legion Bridge. Earlier crash had been interloop near the Georgetown Pike. Outer loop crash near River Road, that was out of the way. Slows off the 270 spur. And hang on, we have one more area where we've been struggling on 95 southbound prior to the Beltway. The crash had been in the left lane. It still slows over the bridges into town. Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt, 14th Street bridges. Attention, diabetics with insurance, you may qualify. Qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Noticeably cooler today after we pushed it up into the 50s yesterday. A cloud-sun mix today and only about 42 with a gusty west-northwesterly breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 35 degrees. It is now 8:56.
If you have aortic stenosis, you may have heard about TAVR, a minimally invasive treatment option that does not require open heart surgery. The Inova Heart and Vascular Institute has one of the fastest growing TAVR programs in the country, and we're able to consider patients at all levels of surgical risk, including low risk patients to whom the procedure was previously unavailable. Learn more at innovaheart.org/TAVR. Inova, join the future of health.
Thursday doesn't have much to offer when you compare it to its flashier brother, Friday. Unless you count basking in your blackjack streak while sampling the international cuisine of National Market, before having macaroons at the world-famous Bellagio Patisserie, with its floor-to-ceiling chocolate fountain and all its sweet, chocolicious glory. Unless you count that.
At MGM National Harbor, even Thursdays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Does this sound familiar? You're about to get intimate with someone, and then nothing. You can't do it. Male performance issues are devastating and embarrassing.
And who are you going to talk to? Your friends? Your wife? Your dad? So you suffer alone. This is a common story for half of men, but it doesn't have to be. Talk to Boston Medical Group. Men, if you have performance issues, then you need to call Boston Medical Group. They've helped thousands of men just like you, and their treatment is 98% effective, even for men who can't take prescription medications like Viagra or Cialis. You'll receive a personalized blend of FDA-approved medications formulated to treat performance problems, and their medications work in minutes. They're so confident, if you don't see results with the very first treatment, you pay nothing. So one phone call, one very professional visit, and you could be enjoying romance again. Stop suffering. Call now. 800-370-6100. That's 800-370-6100. 800-370-6100.
Well, that nice Mary Walter will be back tomorrow, and I want to say thank you very much to Vince Colonnaise for filling in both yesterday and today so ably. Good to have you, Vince.
Such a great time. Thank you.
We'll have all kinds of good stuff, news of the day. Oh, looky there. As if on cue, it's Chris Plant.
As if. Well, good morning. Good morning to all of you. I want to talk about a whole bunch of things, but one is, what's the difference between the hacking of the Podesta emails during the campaign, Russia, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and all that stuff, and what we're witnessing now with Flynn and the Trump administration and the news media, you know, the big blue wall?